USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A beloved Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, then another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexican border, and a popular entertainment district in Dayton. All four were the scenes of shootings within the last week, the events that together left 34 people dead and at least 50 wounded. El Paso sits up the border of Texas and New Mexico, and it's also the hometown of presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke.
In a democracy, this is not the decision of one person. It is on every single one of us to make this right. To the people of El Paso, any of you who are here today or who are out there right now, we are thinking about you, and we want to make this better going forward.
Police arrested the gunman, 21-year-old, from a suburb of Dallas more than 650 miles away. Within 13 hours of the El Paso shooting, another 9 people were killed in Ohio. Police in Dayton said 16 people were also injured in the incident, and the suspect is dead. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A flight from Glasgow, Scotland to Newark, New Jersey was canceled after 2 pilots were arrested on suspicion of being intoxicated, according to officials with United Airlines and Scottish Police. The men, ages 61 and 45, have been arrested and remain in police custody pending a court hearing on Tuesday, August 6. Both pilots were immediately removed from service, according to United Airlines spokesman Jonathan Guerin. The arrest comes days after a Delta pilot was removed from an airplane in Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport and also arrested on suspicion of being under the influence of alcohol. Indonesia's sprawling capital and other parts of Java Island were hit by a widespread power outage that affected tens of millions of people. The 8-hour blackout began around noon Indonesian time and caused disruptions in cell phone service and cash machines. The new mass subway system in Jakarta, the capital, had to be shut down. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new number one at the box office. USA's Wendy King runs it down.
You guys have to work together.
No way.
This guy's a real ass.
The top movies at the box office over the weekend. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number one, grossing $60 million. Dropping down to number two, the remake of Disney's The Lion King at $38 million. At number three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at $20 million. Number four is Spider-Man Far From Home with $7 million. And dropping down to number five, Toy Story 4. Also at $7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. This is USA Radio News.